101 FM, The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or text us at that same number. On the line, the one and only Professor Bob Harvey, as we are discussing critical race theory like nobody else can explain it other than Professor Harvey. Professor Harvey, you talked before we went to break. You were talking about the fact that the middle class in this country has been dying. It's been dying for some time now. Younger people from rural areas, as you stated, and even from cities, have done all of those things. They've gone to the universities. They've gone to college. And they were promised, you know, the same thing that many of us were when we were young, that there was an American dream. But, you know, you can blame, as many have, Republicans, especially those from Fox News and media outlets. You can blame everybody you want to blame and blame the Chinese and others. But I said this not long ago. What has happened is it is a global reality now. And America is not going to be controlling the globe anymore. And because of that, you know, during your and my lifespan, Professor Harvey, we benefited from controlling what happened. And also going back to World War II, when we came out of World War II, the world came out of World War II. The other nations had been destroyed, their infrastructure, and we were alone. No major damage had been done to our shores. And so we were able to just manufacture everything. And so we had control, and whatever it was we needed as a country, we produced. That's over. That's never coming back. And when you only make up 4% of the global population, Professor Harvey, this is kind of the new reality for our country. And yet, nobody's willing to tell that truth.
Well, you know, and that's part of the problem, what you call the eternal lie that we continue to tell ourselves. And this is what makes the critical race theory thing so tragic. Because, you know, you can misguide our kids all you want, and what a lot of these public schools, what a lot of these school systems are doing in these states with these conservatives, to say that we must stop teaching critical race theory. What they're really talking about doing is going back to whitewashing history. And in doing that, they don't realize that the critical race theory concept was an intellectual concept to take a look at why the civil rights movement was failing. And the bottom line is that none of that is going to solve their problem of racism. If you hate, you hate. And you want to hate. See, a lot of these people who do this, they want to hate because they have to blame somebody else for their lives, rather than blaming themselves. And when you send kids through these schools, you can send off the choice in charter schools. I was finding out that one of the chief architects of pushing this new thing of attacking critical race theory is Betty Voss, the former, you know, education secretary under Donald Trump. And she's pushing now for more and more legislators to pass laws to get funds from the public coffers of the public school systems and then transfer it over to parents so they can go get in their private schools.
So Professor Harvey, right now as you say that, once again in the state of Wisconsin, as we speak, that is underway. And so Alberta Darling, even when you were here, attempted this, and she's back at it. And inside of what they are talking about is, as they take over these public schools, they're not going to do anything with the private ones. They're fine. They're going to leave them intact. And then make it possible for more private schools to be created. Just what you just said is happening today.
I'll tell you something else, Earl. There's two sides to the story that I can quickly elaborate on. One of them is, Earl, what they're doing, and I said this at a lot of the meetings with my dear friend Polly Williams, you know, the late Polly Williams.
Right.
We had many battles in which he was pushing this idea of choice and charter schools. And I warned her about what they were doing because the legislative bodies would not dare, or the white groups would not dare have touched the public school coffers, because for years when white students were in the majority in the public schools, they didn't dare touch that money. Everybody put their money in it just like for Social Security. But when many of these school systems in the central city start turning black and brown, then all of a sudden they start pushing choice and charter. And I told them that there's a reason for this and that I had seen this play out. And where did I see it play out? In Durham, North Carolina, and all over the South, after the Brown versus Board of Education decision, Southern whites, parents and administrators and politicians played that game of putting their kids out and setting up academies. They couldn't touch the public dollars. So they set up these academies, and some of them were brand new facilities built in the whole bit. I remember there was one on the way to Duke University, and they were setting up these Duke academies. And Earl, within 4 to 5 years, those schools closed. They were doing that to get around the 54 decision, but those schools closed down because they ran out of students and they ran out of money. Now, up here in Wisconsin, they did a very unique thing to delay that falling apart when they created Chapter 220. But as that was happening, Polly and her group pushed forward for funds to be set aside.
So Professor Harvey, before we skip over that, for people who don't know, Chapter 220 allowed students from the city of Milwaukee to go to suburban schools.
Right. Yes.
And go ahead.
But there was a reason for that, Earl, and the reason being that there were two things. One, they wanted to set aside transportation money to bus them because they had to bus them out there.
Right.
But the other thing is that in those suburban schools, Earl, they were running out of students. They were running out of students, and they needed the kids in Chapter 220. And studies that were done found out that their academic improvement occurred up to about 3 to 4 years if they were in elementary or middle school. But after that, it fell off again. And it's mainly because of the pressure that those kids were under. But black parents, let's be honest with the Central City School parents, enjoyed sending them out there. You know, they were happy to get them out there. And many of them were frustrated when they start seeing the results of it.
Yeah, there were dual educational tracks.
Yes, sure they were. But the thing is that the pressure on the kids, because I taught them, Earl, after they
yeah, I know.
Through it.
I know.
I got them at MATC. I got them at UW-Milwaukee. You know, I saw the results. Because why the students would tell me. They told me what they were running up against. And that's the travesty of us chasing an elusive rainbow, and that's what critical race theory is trying to address. To look at it from the standpoint that all that glitters out there is not gold. Then the grass always looks greener on the other side. That's one of the reasons why Laverne and I fought like hell to make sure that our two children stayed in the public school system. We didn't even think about sending them out to no suburbs anywhere. We were going to fight that, and we had to fight battles because, you know, not all of this is just blamed on parents and on the kids. You got a whole lot of teachers that got no business in the classroom in the public school system. I will admit that. And they have to be dealt with. From the principals all the way down, they have to be dealt with. We, Laverne and I, dealt with them, and we had to fight that battle, and we realized that not only were we fighting for our two kids, but we were fighting for other kids as well.
You know, Professor Harvey, and that's because both of you were educators. Your wife has a doctorate degree, so both of you, and here you were a professor, you knew how to deal with it, but many people who had the trust in that really wound up, and their children wound up suffering.
But, you know, Earl, I'll tell you something, you know, and I tell people this. My father, you know, had a high school education. My father had a third grade education. Daddy didn't get involved with it much because he was busy. He was busy working two or three jobs to make ends meet for six children. But Evelyn Harvey, you know, went in them schools and went all the way to the superintendent.
Hey, Professor Harvey, I got to get you to hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.